This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Israel is asking its allies not to pursue Israeli leaders if the International Criminal Court issues warrants for their arrest. The court's prosecutor is seeking the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's defense minister, and Hamas leaders for their conduct in the ongoing war. Bureau's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, is traveling to France to meet his counterpart. France and every European Union country are signatories to the International Criminal Court, or ICC. France says it supports the court's fight against impunity in any situation. Israel wants assurances leading countries will not enforce any potential arrest warrants. Israel's parliament is seeking to show a united front. The vast majority of lawmakers signed a declaration calling the ICC prosecutor's decision anti-Semitic and calling the Israeli military, quote, the most moral army in the world. Lawmakers from Arab parties and the left-leaning Labor Party refused to sign the statement. They said they don't want to boost Israeli support for Netanyahu. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Donald Trump's lawyers have rested their case in his New York hush money trial without placing the former president on the witness stand. With that action, the case is now a step closer to being placed in the hands of a jury. Trump faces 34 felony counts in connection with charges he falsified business records related to a $130,000 payout to one-time fixer Michael Cohen. That money, in turn, was paid to an adult film star to buy her silence ahead of the 2016 election. Cohen was among those who testified against Trump. The jury has been sent home until May 28th, when closing arguments in the case are expected. A new report from the Federal Reserve finds most Americans are doing at least okay financially, but as NPR Scott Horsley reports, rising prices are still a big concern.
The annual report on economic well-being shows 72% of U.S. adults report living comfortably or at least doing okay. That's roughly in line with last year's report, but down slightly from the previous year. About two-thirds of the people surveyed say inflation is weighing on their family finances, while about one in five say rising prices have made their situation much worse. Half of all adults have money left over once they pay their bills every month, while 17% say they're unable to pay all their bills. One in three workers got a raise during the year. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says the annual snapshot helps Fed officials understand how well Americans are coping with their ongoing economic challenges. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Following the release of a report detailing a toxic culture at the agency, the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is announcing he'll be stepping down. The White House says it will name a successor for Martin Grunberg and call for the Senate to quickly confirm the nominated individual. Grunberg's resignation comes on the heels of the report's release, along with political pressure from the top Senate Democrat on the Banking Committee, Sherrod Brown of Ohio. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 66 points today. You're listening to NPR. The International Booker Prize is a prestigious award that goes to the best foreign language novels translated into English. The book Karos by German author Jenny Erpenbeck was announced as this year's winner. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
Karos is about a love affair between a young woman and an older married man, but it's also about the political changes happening in Germany in the 1980s. In a statement announcing the win, Judge Chair Eleanor Wachtel praised author Jenny Erpenbeck's ability to meld the personal with the political. Quote, the self-absorption of the lovers, their descent into a destructive vortex, remains connected to the larger history of East Germany during this period, often meeting history at odd angles. Erpenbeck is a German writer with a background directing opera. The book's translator is a poet and essayist named Michael Hoffman, who's translated dozens of books from German to English. They'll both split the prize money worth about $60,000. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
The heads of the major artificial intelligence companies are making renewed pledges to develop AI safely, while world leaders say they're committed to building a network of publicly backed safety initiatives to advance research and testing of the technology. Google, Meta, and OpenAI were among those firms making voluntary safety commitments at an AI summit meeting being held in Seoul. Today's summit is a follow-up to an earlier meeting in the UK. The AI makers agreeing that if they can't rein in the most extreme risks of their systems, they would be prepared to pull the plug. Crude oil futures prices fell moderately today, oil ending the session down 54 cents a barrel to end the session at $79.26 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.